Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is Kimar Roach, and I listen to the Caribbean Cricket Podcast.
Yes, 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 ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another short edition of the Caribbean Cricket Podcast. I wanted to drop a new one. Sorry, what a bad intro. I didn't even tell you who I am, if you're a new listener to the Caribbean or viewer of the new Caribbean Cricket Podcast. My name is Mashal St. Patrick here at one half the Caribbean Cricket Podcast. Most of you already know that by now, but if you're new, apologies. I should have introed at the beginning. Anyways, welcome, welcome, welcome. I wanted to drop a quick, literally a quick episode. Everyone who always thinks I'm lying when I say I'm going to drop a quick episode, start your timers now. So I wanted to have a look at the World Cup fixtures and in general the T20 World Cup announcement that was made earlier this month. The only reason myself and Santoki didn't do any real content around it is, of course, there's a West Indies Under-19 World Cup going on, West Indies senior team our tour in Australia, and there didn't seem a natural gap in the content schedule window to really put this video out there. And I guess what I wanted to do, and why I'm saying it's a quick one, is I just wanted to raise five questions about the ICC T20 or ICC Men's T20 World Cup in the Caribbean. Because when the fixtures came out, there were certain things which just stood out to me that I thought warranted some questioning and introspection. So when you listen to what I'm about to say, by all means, get in the comments below. And all you really have to do in the comments below is put 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Pardon me. Put 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and just literally put your responses to each of the particular issues that I raise. So without any further ado, let me get straight into it. I just want to kind of understand if the ICC, like, do we all just kind of have to accept that the ICC doesn't run like other major sports organizations, like the head of, like, so obviously in football you have FIFA, UEFA, etc., right? Do we just have to accept that the ICC just kind of just make things up as they go along, or that they don't follow the kind of functional rules, if rules is the right word, that other sports would follow for a global world tournament? Because when I saw the fixtures, so many of the fixtures and where teams are based literally seemed like there was no kind of draw done. I mean, obviously they're going to say there was a draw, but if there was a draw done, there's too many question marks about what seems to be convenience for some teams that suggests that actually member boards or whoever it is that makes these decisions actually just almost like put in their requests as to this is what we want to take place when our team has their fixtures. Because you'll get what I'm saying in a minute. Let's go with the obvious one first. India, let me just get our playing all of their group games. Let's start with India first. So India are playing their group games in the following places: New York, New York versus Ireland, New York versus Pakistan, New York versus the United States. Obviously, you know, in the States, like, there's not many stadiums anyways. And then Florida versus Canada. So India, until the group eight, until the super, what they call that second stage? Until the super eight stage, India will not play a game in the Caribbean. If I didn't know, and this is really issue number one, if I didn't know any better, that's deliberate. If I didn't know any better, I'd say it was prearranged that India would get their group games in the United States because obviously Major League Cricket, there's already heavy Indian investment in Major League Cricket. And it smacks of, or the suggestion to me certainly smacks of, they want to maximize their exposure in the US market. That group, let me just remind myself who's in that group. Obviously, Pakistan. The Pakistan thing I'm not even putting as a question. By now, we all know that's a fix. We all know that in every World Cup, India get to play Pakistan. And obviously, it's in New York. Like, there's no point in even talking about that one. Okay, so their group is USA, Canada, Ireland, India, Pakistan. Okay, so India got Pakistan, as usual, fix. USA will play their games in the United States. Again, if this was a proper World Cup, would it be as straightforward as that? Maybe, maybe not. Because remember, this is the United States and the West Indies. So for USA to get all their games in the United States, for West Indies to get all their games in the Caribbean, you have to arrange that to be the case, right? Obviously, Canada, North American side, they'll also be playing all their games in the United States. So again, a lot of it just looks too convenient for me. If you disagree, that's issue number one. Get me in the comments below. Issue number two. Even if I want to believe that the India thing was just, oh, it just worked out like that, I then looked at England. I said, let me look at where England are playing. And I went to England's group. So England have Scotland, Australia, Oman, and Namibia. And this is where England's group games are being played. Barbados against Scotland, Barbados versus Australia, Antigua versus Oman, Antigua versus Namibia. And I said to myself, how convenient that England's group is based in the two places where you know English fans love to go when they come to the Caribbean, Barbados and Antigua. It's almost as if they said, let's pick the two Sweet Caroline venues and ensure England have those venues for themselves. I mean, was it the luck of the draw? It doesn't look like it. It almost looks like it's a bit of a fix. Get me in the comments below if you think I'm barking up the wrong tree. But how convenient. How convenient that they got the two Sweet Caroline venues. Even then, I said, wait. So obviously, remember, they've pre-arranged the Super 8 groups, right? So depending on what your ranking is, even if you don't win your group. So England are ranked B1, right? So even if they don't win their group, they still go through to group two in the Super 8s. If you don't know what I'm talking about, please go and do your research, because some of you possibly don't know that it doesn't even matter where you finish in the group stages. Your position is locked in as to which Super 8 group you already go into. The ICC has said that they've done that so fans know ahead of time where their team is going to play. So I said, okay, England are B1. Where are they going to be playing those group games then? Because if England were B2, they would have had to have played, let me just double check, at least one of their games in St. Vincent. Because they're B1, and if I'm wrong, somebody please confirm it for me if I got it wrong. England's group game, Super 8 games will be in St. Lucia and Barbados. I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying. So provided England get through their group stage, so England will have, so I'm just looking at, I'm all scrolling back up, people. So England play four group games, of which two of them are, basically, of the seven games that England will play, if they make it to the, before they get to the semi-finals, pretty much half of them are in Barbados. Seems pretty convenient to me. Maybe I'm wrong. Get me in the comments below. That's issue number two. Then I looked at the third thing. And this one, actually, somebody in the Discord group had to tell me this one. I didn't even know because I hadn't paid attention. All of the games in the ICC T20 World Cup are at 10 o'clock and 10 o'clock in the morning and 2 p.m. in the afternoon, Caribbean time. It's almost as if the ICC have planned a World Cup that doesn't cater for the domestic fans. I don't know if you lot know about Caribbean cricket audiences, but on the whole, we ain't getting out of our bed, much less on a working weekday for a cricket game at 10 o'clock in the morning. Are you insane? No. Much less West Indies ain't even playing. 10 a.m. Come on, man. Come on. And the thing is, 2 p.m. ain't even any better. So I was looking at it thinking, this World Cup hasn't been planned with the intention for the Caribbean audience to actually turn up to games. Even the West Indies game. There's a game, let me just go check. I swear there's a West Indies game, which is at 10. Where is it? West Indies play Papua New Guinea in Providence at 10 o'clock in the morning. Are you crazy? The Guyanese love cricket, but I would love to know if that stadium... Do you know what? Because it's Guyana, maybe it will be packed. Maybe. But I'm looking at that one with very keen interest to see... What is it? I think it's a Monday morning. Or is it a Sunday? Oh, no. Do you know what? That's a weekend. That's a weekend. So they may just get away with it, right? But games like... Let me look at my dates, people. Let me fast forward through my dates. So... For example, here's an example of a game that will have no one there. On Friday, June the 7th, and it's in Providence, Guyana, New Zealand play Afghanistan. Who's going to that game, cuz? Who's going? Who's getting up out of their house at 10 in the morning to go New Zealand versus Afghanistan at Providence? 10 o'clock in the morning. It's almost as if this World Cup isn't planned for the people in the Caribbean, and it's planned for a different time zone and a different set of people. I mean, some of you are going to say, Mash, the game is the game. That's just how it works. And I get it. I totally get it. I'm not saying the ICC have done something wrong by doing this, but it just speaks to a fallacy that this is a home World Cup. It's a World Cup that just so happens to be in the Caribbean and the United States, but it's not for the people of the Caribbean and the United States. If you see what I mean, it's almost as if it's an annoyance that it's there and that it's been scheduled to benefit people other than the domestic audience.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Then, my fourth one, I looked at the West Indies group. Obviously, we care about the West Indies team. West Indies are playing Papua New Guinea in Guyana. Okay, cool. We should win that. West Indies are playing Uganda in Guyana. Again, we should win that. The big game, obviously, West Indies versus New Zealand is in Trinidad. That's going to be quite even, you would think. And then I said, oh, when are we playing Afghanistan? Because there is no... I hope West Indian fans understand there's no guarantee we get out of this group, you know? There's no guarantee we beat, that we end in the top two ahead of New Zealand. Well, one of New Zealand and Afghanistan. One of them would have to not qualify, right? There's no guarantee. So I said, where are we playing Afghanistan? Fam, check this out. Every game in West Indies group. Let me go through all the games. See if you lot can work out the odd one out. West Indies versus Papua New Guinea, Guyana. Afghanistan versus Uganda, Guyana. Papua New Guinea versus Uganda, Guyana. New Zealand versus Afghanistan, Guyana. West Indies versus Uganda, Guyana. West Indies versus New Zealand, Trinidad. Afghanistan versus Papua New Guinea, Trinidad. New Zealand versus Uganda, Trinidad. New Zealand versus PNG, Trinidad. West Indies versus Afghanistan, St. Lucia? So all the group games, what group are we in again? Is it Group F? Group C, sorry. All of West Indies group games for all the teams are in Trinidad or Guyana, apart from one game. And it's a game against Afghanistan in St. Lucia. But St. Lucia is the quickest track in the Caribbean, and it's probably the only track in the Caribbean where you can say out and out, it suits pace. it's almost as if I didn't know any better, that we made sure that the game against Afghanistan wasn't in Guyana or Trinidad, which might suit the battery of spinners that Afghanistan have. It's almost as if it might have been done on purpose. Or have I got that wrong? Because it's looking a bit sus. Just like India playing in the United States is looking a bit sus. Just like England getting Antigua, Barbados and St. Lucia for all of their games looks a bit sus. Just like all the games are at 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock in 10 o'clock in the morning and 2 in the afternoon, which doesn't suit the domestic audience, but definitely suits another audience, it looks a bit sus. Just like West Indies playing Afghanistan in St. Lucia looks a bit sus. It's almost as if this World Cup is agreed in a room and it's not done properly like an actual proper draw for a World Cup competition. I said there was going to be five. I'm going to leave you with four. Because for some people, the fifth one would be, oh, but Barbados got the final. I've got no issue with that. Obviously, we had all the Bajans wanting to come after CCP when we said, why is Barbados seen as the Mecca? But the joke is this. If you're going to have a World Cup final in the Caribbean, it has to probably be in Barbados. Because globally, whether people like it or not, probably globally, whether it's through Barbadians themselves pushing it, I don't know. But Barbados suits the image, right, of where a World Cup final would be. If it had been, obviously Guyana and Trinidad have got the semis, I would have had no issue if the final was in Guyana or Trinidad. But Barbados fits the globally accepted model of where a World Cup final should be. I'm not mad at it. To me, it's just obvious. It's obvious. It was obvious. It was always going to be there. So it's not really a talking point for me. But certainly get at me with the other talking points. Is it right that an international, global World Cup competition gives the impression that it's actually not a proper draw? It's not a proper, what do I want to say here? There's no risk here. Obviously, there's been World Cups in the past where big teams have been knocked out and that wasn't the plan. But it just looks to me, the way this World Cup has all been sorted out is as if top member boards have basically said, it's all this. If I didn't know any better, this is what I think went on in the boardroom. Between themselves, they said, right, India, what do you want to happen first? England, what would you want to happen? West Indies, you're third. I think, like, as the main host, we've come third in the pecking order as to what would you like to see happen? And it's almost as if they've gone through member boards and said, how would you like this World Cup to be arranged? Where would you like your team to play? So no kind of randomizer as to, well, boy, England, you're in this group. Boy, it looks like you're going to have to go play in St. Vincent. No, it doesn't look like that's happened. It looks very much like a lot of this was prearranged. Where's the group? Is it Netherlands group? So I think it's the Netherlands group, which is the most random, right? In Netherlands group, so it's the group of death, South Africa, Sri Lanka, Bangladesh, Netherlands, Nepal. They're playing in New York, Texas, Florida, St. Vincent, St. Lucia, right? So that's the group where it just looks a bit random, where it's almost like they've all drawn the short straw in terms of where they're going to go. Obviously, I'm aware that there will be people in this chat saying, Mash, you don't know what you're talking about. There's far more logistical thinking that goes into it. The Caribbean is a very difficult region to travel around, so it makes sense that we look at who plays where and how we organize the tournament and so on and so forth. But I just want to know if it was as random in terms of draws and where teams went as it should have been, which is what happens in a proper World Cup, or if it was all prearranged agreements for what suits teams better. Maybe I'm wrong. Get me in the comments below. It's a little quick video here. Wanted to get this one out much earlier in January, but I've only just got round to it now. So get me in the comments below. On your way out, like, share, subscribe. You know the deal by now. You know the drill. At Carib Cricket on Twitter and Instagram is where you can find most of our stuff. Facebook as well, just search Caribbean Cricket Podcast. In fact, just go into Google and type Caribbean Cricket Podcast and you must come find everything that we do. If you'd like to support the Caribbean Podcast, you can become a patron. Just head to www.patreon.com/Carib Cricket for as little as $1, £1, whatever your currency is per month, and you can be part of keeping this show on the road. I'll be Mashal St. Patrick here, one half the Caribbean Cricket Podcast. Thank you. Good night.
Network. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.